Divine Mercy Novena, Day 4. Happy Easter Monday. It's mm-hmm. good to see you. Before we begin in today's message, I've got a really important question for you. Do you love your Catholic faith? Mm. We do. And this is why we do what we do here in our basement. We want to share with people the good news of Jesus Christ and the fullness of the Catholic faith to our hurting world. Because I don't know about you, but I see a world that's hurting, that needs Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so today we invite you, would you consider becoming a Patreon member? Our Patreon team are people who support us on a monthly basis financially that allow us to do this. They support us so that we can give the time to producing the videos, creating the content, to putting it out to the world, all free. And that is our commitment to you, is to keep our content free. So when people partner with us, they are partnering in a mission of evangelization. So we are looking for people to help us. Mm-hmm. We'd be grateful for your support. I'll put a link right up there. It'll be in the link in the description. And if you've received this by email, it'll also be there. But thanks for that consideration. So today we pray for who?
Today bring to me those who do not believe in God and those who do not yet know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. At one point in my life, I was one of those souls who didn't know Christ. I'm so grateful that I was raised in a home where my parents had me baptized as an infant and then got to receive all my sacraments. But even so, it was when I was 15 years old that I had a real life-changing kind of experience where it was like the grace of God just was infused into my heart, and I knew that God was real. It was at a retreat, and from that point on, my life was changed. And I think now, like, how do we bring people to know Christ? Like these people that we're praying for today, those who do not believe in God, those who do not yet know Him. How do we do that? Because our world is different now. We have to sign up for Mass, or maybe you don't have access to the sacraments, or maybe there's no youth retreats or conferences to attend. But, you know, there are still many ways that people are evangelizing, whether it's through podcasts or, you know, online videos, or even just engaging with your neighbors. A little bit of a funny story. I went and picked up the mail, and there was this like kind of anonymous letter that was in our mailbox, just addressed to our house address. And I opened it up, and there was this whole scripture, and it was handwritten, and there was like an, you know, kind of saying like, you know, in these difficult times, if you need some help, you know, contact me. And it was a letter from someone who was part of the Jehovah's Witness church. And I just thought, you know what, that is a really clever way of evangelization. I have to give them credit, you know, like their boldness, like, because, you know, people have come to our door and knocked on our door. You know, I haven't done that. I haven't done door-to-door ministry before. I haven't sent, you know, letters to random houses, you know, asking, letting them know that I'm here and I care for them and that Christ is the solution to all their problems. So I just thought that was really interesting, and I kind of gave me some
ideas. I just have to say, God bless that woman who sent that letter. What a great idea. We didn't buy it because they're missing the fullness of faith, right, friends? But we have the fullness of faith, and we must evangelize. Evangelization is just not for a select few people who got a collar or a habit. Mm-hmm. The lady are called to evangelize. So here's a question for you. Is there something in your life that has happened, a grace, where you, an unexplainable peace, or actually a miracle that you just can't explain? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that experience? Now here's a second question. Who have you told? Because if God does something in you, it's because He wants to flow through you. Mm-hmm. He wants you to be a river, not a reservoir. When God deposits a grace in us, does a little miracle, yes, it nourishes our faith, but it's always also meant to be shared.
That's true.
My life, Janelle's life, has been touched by Jesus Christ. And this is why we do what we do. My life is different because I've encountered Jesus at a young age, and in many times, and I just feel the life of God and His mercy is very great. And so we have a responsibility to share. The purpose of our life is to know God. Today, the intention is we pray for those who do not yet know God. You know, it's possible to be sacramentalized, but not evangelized. Mm-hmm. It's possible that we've received the sacraments of initiation, but we have not come to an adult commitment to Christ with our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what all the baptized are called to. In fact, this is what every person is called to. We're all designed to know God.
Mm-hmm.
So this is who we pray for, those who might not yet know God.
But the good news is that these souls and their future zeal are what console Jesus' heart. So we have to remember that, their future zeal. So let us pray for them.
Oh.
Hello.
Come here. Do you want to say hi? This is Sarah. Say hi. And we also pray for her future zeal as parents. This is our responsibility, to raise our children in the faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
All right, so let us pray.
The Divine Chaplet of Mercy, right up there. Please comment below. Let us know what stood out to you and why.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.